listeners. This is Alexander on the generic alternative for CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people. That's the Squamish, that's the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam. And if you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, where you can find previous recordings of previous programs by various programmers of CGSF. We're also on some social media platforms, so be sure to hit up some hashtag CJSFs. All right, I'm Alexander. A big shout out to The Wandering Rhythms, the show that just came on before mine. Nick Legassi. Oh, the host there, he has a band which you guys should probably check out. It's called Mingwa, M-N-G-W-A. It's very hip-shaking, very groovy, Vancumbia. All right, let's get the show on the road. It's time for some concerts, events, holidays, and more. Happy International Day of Happiness, as well as World Sparrow Day. Wise Blood is on Tuesday night. On the 30th, the Hindu holiday celebrating Rama's birthday, Ram Navami, is happening. Easter Sunday occurs in April for Christians, as does Vaisakhi for Sikhs. Something about a Easter bunny and candies for children as well. Matchbox 20 is at Rogers Arena May 16th. Fandom Trivia at the Rec Room Brentwood is some free quiz nights and prizes to win. That's Tuesday, March 28th at 7:30 p.m. Ramadan, for all of you Muslims out there, begins on March 23rd. Monday, March 27th at the online internet concert live stream for Authority Zero, a skate punk band, is at 4 p.m. PDT time. On May 12th, the video game Tears of the Kingdom from the Legend of Zelda series gets released, and Joe Brown's Heresy Financial is also releasing a course for all you economist brainworms out there. And that's been the updates.
I bought a ticket to your show. Did you see me? Did you know? I was standing in the back room, with the lights down low.
It's time for the 1 minute science countdown, where I give myself 60 seconds to talk about cool scientific discoveries and research that has occurred across the planet in the past week. Now, the reason why we're using the Bill Nye the Science Guy theme song is because the actor and comedian who plays Bill Nye, well, he got an honorary degree from the university where we're broadcasting from, Simon Fraser University. Okay, 60 seconds, there's no way I can possibly get all the interesting, eye-catching, eye-popping headlines, but we're going to give it a shot.
T-minus 7 seconds.
SpaceX's CRS-27 space vessel Falcon 9 Dragon made a cargo resupply voyage to the International Space Station. The Xi'an-19 spacecraft also was a successful launch. MIT researchers like Junior Assistant Kevin Chen, they've developed repair techniques that enabled a bug-sized aerial flying robot Sue sustained severe damage to the actuators, or artificial muscles that power its robotic little fly wings. Swansea University has birthed a low-cost and scalable carbon ink formulation. Basically, solar perovskite cells that generate electricity, and they're rolled onto a surface with a paint roller-looking like thing. And there's the discovery of a new gene to aid the breeding of climate-resilient crops from the University of Nottingham. And that's been the Science Countdown.